Blog Talk Radio. Yo, we live on the line. Yeah, the technical difficulties and stuff, man, but we back in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And it's Business Wednesdays, and it's all the way live right now. You know what I'm saying? Things happen when it's live radio. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got a minute like that in, but you know what I'm saying? Things happen. But we're back in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Tonight is Business Wednesdays. We're going to talk about some business, and we're going to have Cammy, and we're going to have our boy Tony from Low Notes Entertainment out of ATL. They got a hot event coming up with some hot artists. It's going to be Bananas, two agents from the actual IHHP parade .org, but they got their own whole situation going on, and it's going to be Bananas next week, so we're going to have them live on the line in a few seconds. And don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. And, yeah, it's all the way live. Don't forget to check out Emma's birthday party that we had online last night. We had that listed, so you can check out the archives. You can listen to the show live on www.lushradioonline.com and click on the side that says click now, and you can listen live to the show. Let's go to the line and see who's at the door, you know what I'm saying? So somebody, it seems like somebody's ringing the doorbell. Wonder who that is. Could that be Cammy live on the line with us?
Yes, yes. What it do?
What's up? What's talking with you, Cammy?
Not much. Couldn't wait to talk to you, Lushy Lush.
What's poppin', man? Sounds like you in traffic over there at ATL.
Absolutely. Girl, I'm flying down damn 20, 80 miles an hour.
Oh, man. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Why, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Definitely. So talk to us, man. You know, last time you talked to us, you were talking about IHHP, talking about Low Notes, talking about everything that was going on with the entertainment business out there now to the ATL. Tell us what's going on now. Y'all got some new events and everything going on. Talk to us.
Actually, when we were on before, we were talking about the International Hip Hop Parade, you know, which you're part of as well, and we have the competition kicking off this Saturday, and fortunately, Low and Notes, as usual, we're leading the show. We have the first one at Milo's Bar in Marietta, Georgia. It'll be a day party from 3 to 8 this Saturday, again, this Saturday, and anybody who's interested should come out, have fun. If you're an artist and you're looking to get that break, any contestants that compete, they go up against each other to compete for a record deal. And it's definitely a great opportunity. No one should miss out on it. If you're in the industry, this is definitely something, you know, you should be a part of.
That's definitely dope. That seems like a serious opportunity for some artists, and it seems like, you know, everybody needs to get up on it. You know, who are some of the people that you have, you know, some of the artists that you actually have signed up already, that, you know, that are out for you?
We have Chaos from Cartersville, Georgia. We have Boxman. He's here in Atlanta, but I'm sure he'll be representing New Jersey. He's one of the hottest artists out there right now. He definitely does not have that down south style. I mean, he's a force to reckon with, absolutely. And then we also have Kool-Aid. She's one of our female artists, and she'll be doing her thing. And we have Endo, and we have Joe G, and we have several artists. We got a lot of different artists that will be coming out representing from not only just Atlanta, Georgia, but we have artists coming from North Carolina and Alabama.
Wow, this joint seems like it's going to be packed as I don't know what, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not sure Tony Rome would agree.
Definitely. Is Tony live in the building? What up, Tony?
Tony, y'all done slammed the door in my face after we rung the bell. I'm still waiting to get in the door. You know?
Let me open the door for Tony and bow down, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tony, so what's going on, man? What's going on? I mean, y'all guys got that power thing going on. This event sounds like it's going to be bananas. What is the, you know, what are all the steps that some of these artists, like if other artists want to still get on board with the situation, what do they have to do?
I mean, their music got to be ready for the radio, you know. Plus, they can go to IHHparade.org and register. You know, if it's too late for them to register, they can just come up to Milo's and, you know, register there. We'll sign them up, get them a slot, let them go on and do their thing. But they got to bring the best music that they want to push, that they really think is hot, you know, and just take it to the top through all three competitions, you know. So it's definitely going to be a good thing to see, you know. It's going to be some live hip-hop jumping off, you know. Not no TV, Hollywood, you know, Hollywood, American Idol stuff, you know.
Smart.
So, it's going down. Independent artists, show up.
Definitely.
Independent artists. You know?
Let you heard that too.
What was that note?
You tell us.
That's how I get on the toilet. That's tough.
Hey.
Sometimes you gotta go. I can do some things at one time. You feel me?
Hey,
right.
Hey, this real live radio. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's gonna happen on this job. So it's been a whole big build up for this whole IHHP parade, the competition and everything, and it's a big anticipation, and a lot of people are coming out from different states and stuff and everything. What do you guys expect from this event?
We definitely expect that Georgia is going to be representing in the finals, absolutely. And there's so much great talent down here in the South in hip-hop, and a lot of people still don't want to admit that. But, you know, Georgia's doing their thing, and a lot of people are migrating to the South so they can be a part of all of this. And Low & Notes is definitely going to make sure that we have that king and that queen representing Georgia come July
13, 2013. That's right. All the other agents that's out there listening, hey, we hope y'all got the type of competition like we got.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
Hey, this is what y'all do, man. Y'all the king and queen. These showcases, man. Y'all already had that joint up and running out there in ATL. From what I heard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a dynamic duel of hip-hop.
That's us.
Where's the competition going to be held at? Where is it located at? Where is it going to be held at?
It's in the outskirts of Atlanta. It's in Marietta, Georgia, at Milo's Bar. If you in Atlanta, you already know about Milo's Bar. Milo's Bar is always holding it down 24/7. So everybody needs to come out. Like I said, we're doing something different. It's a day party along with the competition. This is round one, and I
That's
repeat
a day
round
party.
One. Yes,
a day party with a D, not nothing else. A day party. You know, it sounded like she said something else. So we have to rephrase that. We don't want nobody from Midtown running up and down up in here, you know. We just got to keep it real. And everybody that's in Atlanta know where Midtown is. And Western Midtown.
Yes, it is a day party, absolutely. Day party. And like I said, it's from 3 to 8. People can come out and get down and show what they got, and we'll have celebrity judges there as well. We'll have DJ Tui on the ones and twos doing his thing. Anybody in Atlanta know about DJ Tui? And, of course, you have Cammy and Tony Rome. And, you know, we're doing our thing this Saturday, February 23rd.
This Saturday it goes down. So be there or be square. Have your music together. Have your anticipation ready. You about to go on the stage with like millions of people all over the place. It's going to be packed. It's going to be bananas. So get your bid in. You know what I mean? And you know.
Absolutely.
So you know, I'm excited. I know people are excited about this whole event. I know you guys are excited. You know, nerves is, you know, it's nerve wracking when you got to do an event. You know, playing an event. You know what I'm saying? It's a nerve wracking thing, right? And today is Business Wednesdays, right? So you talk about business. What does it take to pull off a big event?
Oh, my goodness. Blood, sweat, and tears, absolutely. And if you don't have support, it's not going to even happen.
That's right.
And I mean, we're out here promoting every day, all day. We're coming up with different ideas to switch it up every day. We're communicating with the home office in New York, communicating with you, communicating with each other, the artists, and the venue. I mean, it's a full-time, it's two full-time jobs wrapped up in one.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
That support needs to show up. It would be huge.
Definitely.
If we just had all the support, you know. We know as independent artists, people you never heard of before, but one day you'll hear them, you know, and you can actually say, hey, I was there when he got started. So that's
definitely
what it's about, you know. Support.
Definitely, definitely. And definitely, I need to get that email or that flyer sent so I can go ahead and send my blast out to people and stuff for that flyer. You know, send that in my inbox so I can go ahead and put that in rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And do what I can on my side. You know what I mean? You know, because you got every little bit of, you know, help. You know what I'm saying? Helps out when you're doing an event, because the main thing in regards to doing events is promotion, 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 knowing your key audience, what you're dealing with. On top of that, being organized as possible. And, you know, not everybody's always going to be organized like you. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
might be an organized person, but other people you might be dealing with might be all over the place. So sometimes you're thrown in situations where you have to put things together and you have to be able to adapt to any situation. And never
right.
to break. Things are not always going to be the way you want them to be, but at least you know how to adapt. If one thing doesn't work, always have a fail-safe. If not, just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just pray on it. Plan D. That means pray on it.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, definitely, definitely, definitely. So, besides the event, tell us what's new, what's going on with the company, besides the whole event that's going down this Saturday. Tell us some other projects and other things that you guys are working on.
Well, let you know, Tony Rome, the CEO and founder of Low & Notes Entertainment, he's an artist as well, so we're focusing on his music right now. He's still working on his third album, and we're waiting to get that in stores. We have a new video coming up called Porn Star. We're heading out to California in April, and we're going to do some business with the one and only Kevin Black. And anybody in the industry know about Kevin Black. And we're definitely looking forward to that and continuing this movement that we're doing with IHH Peak, because not only are we doing the competition, but, of course, it ends in an actual international hip-hop parade, which will be in Bronx, New York, like I said, in July of this year. So we got a lot of stuff going on, because I know our artists are going to win the entire competition, so which means we'll be going on tour immediately after that, and anything else we have going on as far as Tony Rome's music is concerned.
Definitely, definitely.
Say no more. Say no more. The Hall of Game in store soon.
Oh, man.
Born with a plastic spoon.
A
yeah.
plastic spoon, though?
Born with a plastic spoon.
Wow.
You know?
That's the, you know, you always get the phrase born with a silver spoon in your mouth. My man said a plastic spoon. Now, that's some real stuff right there.
Cereal with no
Dang.
Milk, Kool-Aid with no sugar.
Dang!
You know?
Peanut butter with
Struggle
no
music. Right.
Well, make sure before the, you know, before Josh, make sure we, you know, we have that other, you know, interview with you in regards to, you know, the music, and make sure you send us some of that music that you got over there, man. So we can
no doubt, no doubt.
and show that support. But, you know, talk to us, you know, just being a CEO and dealing with business, you know, going into 2013, where do you see the business in like 5 years?
Well, I see it being huge, you know. I wouldn't label as a death row or a bad boy or nothing like that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we starting from scratch, you know, with no hand-me-downs, you know, doing everything from scratch, learning everything by ourselves. So, you know, I could see us being huge in the next 5 years, you know, like huge, like artists coming up to us just wanting airplay, you know, trying to get recognized, getting deals, you know, because we're getting artists right now, single deals as we speak, you know. So another 5 years, it's going to really be major. You know, Lo & Nosa is going to be a distribution itself. You know, that's what we're working on now. You know, so, I mean, you know, think big, you get big. You know, that's the way we live in life right now, you know, lushy lush. So that's what's up, you know. One day we're going to come to D.C. and kick it with you, you know?
Well, you're
going
to
see what's going on up there. Meet some of them artists up there, you know? Bring some of these ATL artists over there where y'all at, you know? Let them
rip
the stage up.
Yeah, we definitely got to set up a day and stuff, you know, where Atlanta meets D.C. and stuff and do that whole situation, you know? And we just had, I think both sides had, we had a lot of stuff going on, so, you know? But we're going to definitely work on that situation and get it done. That'll be definitely a dope
right.
situation, you know.
Right.
We got to work on that. And also, you know, I want to ask, like, three of the, like, top, you know, going into 2013, right, everybody's, like, looking into different business ventures and stuff. What are the top things that you suggest in 2013 when it comes to business for people?
Well, I mean, you know, to stay business-orientated, for one. Stay focused and believe in yourself. You know, ain't nobody else going to believe in you as much as you believe in yourself. You know, and you got to put effort. A lot of people say they want to do this and say they want to do this and do that and never even put effort into doing anything to even start off a business or a company or, you know, anything small, you know, like working out or whatever. You hear a lot of people say, yeah, I'm going to start working out and get right for the summer. You know, they don't pursue things that they say they're going to do, you know. So that's a big failure to me, you know, not going off what I say I'm going to do. So I try to just stay focused, and anything that I'm focused on, I try to get it done and accomplished, you know, success. That's what I'm looking for, success out of the whole deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't in it for fun. We in it for success. Period. The fun part is over. So it's hard work, you know. It ain't easy. People think that it's easy and they can just go in the studio and record and everybody gonna like their music, but it ain't always like that. Just because you like it don't mean everybody else gonna like it.
You might want to repeat that.
So it take a lot of work.
Right.
A whole lot to be successful, so.
Right. And one thing
dreams
I can definitely add
true.
To that, like Tony Rome just mentioned, we did, we just got a couple of our artists signed. They're called The Mascots. There's three guys. They're hot. Look them up. YouTube them, Google them, whatever. They are absolutely hot. However, we got them a single deal. A lot of people think that, oh, once you get signed, people are cutting checks. I need artists to know, like Tony said, know your business. Know how things are supposed to be going for you, because people aren't just handing out money anymore. I mean, did anybody hear about the economy? Checks aren't being cut like that anymore. You have to know what you want and go after what you want and put what you need to put into it to get what you want. Nobody's handing you nothing, absolutely nothing. And like I said, they just got signed with Universal. Just, what, 2 weeks ago, Tony?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely need artists to recognize that if this is what you want, you got to want it all, good, bad, and ugly, and nobody's handing out anything, nothing.
No, you gotta fight for what you want. You got to go hard in the paint because they need to see those numbers. First off, they need to see those numbers because, like, this is the difference between a lazy artist and an artist. You can have an artist that is wonderful. I mean, they have talented, like I don't know what. But you know what? You get people like Trinidad James and stuff like that
growing
right. up because why? They go and put the money behind it. They go and get the grant. They go and go in the grind and go put their stuff all over the street and recruit.
Thank you.
All them little men, you need to get all your little mans and them to buy your stuff. If they want to see me in hustle, you get your mans and them, put that money behind you so you can flip that and do your thing. But you got the other ones, oh, yeah, you know my talent speaks for itself, so I'm just going to sit around and wait for that silver spoon. But nobody going to give you nothing. That's why they get on faster than you, and you're like, yo, what's going on? And you're tight. But you can't be tight because you're not putting forth the effort. And then my thing is investing in yourself. Some artists don't want to invest in themselves. You can go buy one, but you can't invest in, you know, your image, your presentation. You're coming and you're giving me a CD that you wrote in marker on. What are you talking about? Well, this ain't 1980-something where you stand outside a record label and they come out and you spitting in front of them. They not doing that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. Yeah. And when we tell artists that, Lush, they look at us or think that, you know, that it's BS, but it's not. It's absolutely not. It's too much talent out here for them to have to say, you know, we're going to give you $1 million and you may not make me $1 million back. It's not going to work that way. You have to invest your own money, time into yourself to make it happen. Look at T.I. T.I. didn't just get a deal handed to him. He was out in the streets. You know, Tony can probably tell you 50 other artists that are hot right now that invested their time and their own money and out in the streets themselves handing out CDs, you know, not even selling CDs, handing them out, just giving them out just to get the word out, get their faces out there, their music out there. People out there on the grind for themselves if you really, really want it.
That's true. You ain't never lied about
that. And they got the opportunity to come to Marlowe's and shine.
Exactly.
You know, Saturday.
You definitely got a chance to come out there this Saturday and let yourself shine. And especially artists that's in different states. Like, Atlanta is a big mega for hip-hop right now. And, you know, you need to come out there and, you know, expand your horizons. Stop staying in your same block. Put that little bread together. Go out to ATL. Go ahead and knock it out. And you know what I'm saying? At least, even if you don't win, at least you done networked with a whole nother state. You done put your foot down over there, you know, and left some footprints in there so people can at least remember who you are. You know, if you, don't suck, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you ain't they'll still remember if you suck. They be like, yo, that dude was garbage. But anyway. But I'm just saying, though, you know. But real talk, honestly, you know, it's all about going out there, networking. Even if you go to an event and they say they got money at the table and you don't win, bring your business cards, bring your promotional material, and network. Every little event is the next. You're always one person away from your blessing. You never know who you're going to meet at these events, you know? So,
girl, you better say it.
You know, come out and say it. You were only one person away from your blessing. You never know who you meet. That might take you to that next level.
Right. And I want people to understand that there's three different rounds. The first round is this Saturday. The second round will be in March. The third round will be in May. And that's Flow and Notes, that is. Now, if you are listening and you are with another state, your agent in that state may do their competition on a different type of scale than what we're doing ours. However, it all still ends up the same way. Semifinals will be in Miami, and we're making it happen. Finals will be in the Bronx, New York, in July. So, you know, if you have any questions, you can always go to lowandnotes.com. You can hit myself up or Tony Rome up. She loves to even have the information. But people need to understand it's three different rounds. So, this is an opportunity to show what you got and make it happen.
Definitely. And if people want to get in contact with you guys, how do they do that?
Like I said, they can go to lowandnotes.com or they can go to Twitter and hit Tony Rome up at TonyRome39. or even myself, you can email me at cammy@lowinnotes.com.
That's what it is. You heard it first. Hit them up at Low End Notes. It's not a game. This is real, and you will go to the finals if you do good. So we'll see you this Saturday live in the building. It's going to be all the way live. I want to thank you, Cammy and Tony. And you know, this is your home. This ain't
Tony
Wrong.
Tony Wrong, Lushy Lush.
Yeah.
Tony Wrong.
Tony Wrong.
That's one name.
Okay. Tony Wrong. Not Tony before. Tony Wrong fights me. I don't want to get beat up. So, Tony Wrong. Make sure when you see him on Saturday, you call him Tony Wrong because it's not a game out here. Yo, it's a pleasure to have Cammy and Tony Rome live in the building. Make sure you check them out. Support the movement. It's going down this Saturday. Be there or be square. Love you guys. I'll talk to you on the flip side.
All right,
cool. All right, Lasha. Love you, too.
That's,
all right.
Love you, too, right? And we need a revolution. Business Wednesdays. Let's go.
Is it gonna